It has been another chilly day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon were again below seasonable levels. And in terms of sunshine, it was a case of the haves and the have-nots. Unfortunately, a rather stubborn deck of low cloudiness spread into our area during the morning hours. And that means that the capital region went from a fairly bright start to the day to a rather gloomy-looking afternoon. Elsewhere, though, the sun did remain out through much of the day, so it's just a case of, depending upon where you are, in terms of if the sky has been bright through the afternoon or rather gray. Now, there are a few flurries around as well, and there are going to be a few snowflakes in the air coming up tonight. This is not a giant storm, and it's really not even an organized system or anything like that, but there's going to be the potential for a few flurries or snow showers as we head into tonight. It's not going to amount to much, though I can't rule out some scattered light accumulation across the area. Temperatures tonight will be on the cold side, running largely in the teens and 20s. In and around the capital region, we should be in the low to mid-20s coming up tonight. Heading into the day tomorrow, we'll see that chance for a few flurries during the morning with some clouds as well. Then as the day moves along, we should tend to clear things out, so it'll look a little bit brighter as the day moves along tomorrow, which would be kind of the opposite of today, as many of us did see those clouds come in this afternoon. So we'll see a temperature tomorrow that's basically in the range of about the mid-30s in the capital region. We'll have some 20s across the north country, and a few spots to the south of Albany may reach the upper 30s tomorrow afternoon. The weather picture looks generally quiet through at least Thursday, though again on Thursday there may be a few flurries or snow showers. It will remain on the chilly side as well. Then we start to see a warming trend on Friday, as temperatures should come up close to the 40-degree mark. And as we move into the weekend, there is going to be the potential for some damp weather as a storm finally comes into the area. Seems like we've had so many storms this year. It's been nice to catch a break, but there is the potential for some stormy weather over the weekend. We'll, of course, keep you posted on that as we get a little bit closer. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, cold, lows in the teens to lower 20s, and for tomorrow, morning clouds and flurries, followed by increasing sunshine, cold, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, cold, lows in the teens to lower 20s, and for tomorrow, morning clouds and flurries, followed by increasing sunshine, cold, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably cloudy, maybe a flurry or snow shower, cold, low 20 to 25, and for tomorrow, morning clouds with the chance of a flurry, followed by increasing sunshine, cold, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, cold, low 20 to 25, and for tomorrow, morning clouds and flurries, followed by increasing sunshine, cold, with highs in the middle 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries, still quite chilly, with highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy, not as cold, with a high around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.